BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from Major League Baseball, golf, NBA, the Stanley Cup playoffs. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Michael says it's the late show. See, everybody's got some kind of sense of humor. We come in like a couple minutes late or whatever. It's not CBS, okay? You know what I'm saying? It's not that big a deal, right?
I'm picking up what you're putting down, DK. I'm picking up. See, the thing is, we tell them 3 o'clock, right? But nobody complains about the Steelers kicking off
three
at 1:03.
Central, he means Mr. Nashville over there. Yeah, I
mean, yeah, 3 Central. That is. Nobody complains about NFL kickoffs being a tick or two after 1 o'clock. Nobody complains about
NFL kickoffs are supposed to go at 1:02. I got to tell you 102? Something. I got to tell you something. They go off at 1:02.
Do they really? What on the programming? It has 1 o'clock. What time is the kickoff? 1 o'clock.
Huh. Oh yeah. No, it's 1:02.
Which one matters more? How about we hit this bell and stop letting them just dog us out? Right, they're treating us like we're at the uncle table today.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Oh, and I got to tell them something after the bell too.
Oh, you do? All right,
yeah,
here we go.
You ready?
Hey, it's the Ramon Foster Show starring Ramon. He is an 11-year starting NFL guard. All 11 of those for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You want to ask Ramon a question?
Uh-oh.
He's terrified. Look at him over here. What's that about?
What's going on, man?
Yeah. Boo. Ramon says what's going on. He says that he loves you.
Appreciate that, man. He's decked out in his penguin stuff and everything, man.
He hasn't given up, man. He sees 8 points behind the stinking Flyers. We're still in this.
Oh, get it how you live, DK. Believe it how you want to, okay?
Here's what I got for you today.
I got an announcement.
Oh, okay.
It's hump day.
See you, my man.
Yeah, DK, I had to because they're going to bring it up. And see, Cat Manada gets me, DK. He gets me, okay? That's all I'm telling you. He got it. He gets it.
You remember when he was in here?
Yeah, I do remember when he was in there. Oh, man. 100%, DK.
Cody Craven has stopped living off Rochelle's dime. Officially a paying member.
The fact that he says it out loud is awesome. No. You typed that, Cody. You actually typed that.
Barber appreciates that we were in Barber's world. We're on time. Here's how this works. The show starts when it starts. Yeah. You know?
It does. Well,
am I right?
We try to be prompt in this, DK. As I don't want to, you know, act like that their time isn't important. It is. As I'm trying to get my printer to start cleaning right, man. It's crazy. Either way, what'd you have to tell me also, DK? You had something a second ago.
Well, it's a question more than anything else. It's something I was wondering about.
Okay.
When you look at the 2024 season for the Steelers, and I have a bunch of different things that led to this. I was thinking about this earlier in the day. Do you see this to an extent as a do or die season? Like that there's some element of a window involved. And I think you know where I'm going with this, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Is this like where you say, listen, they really need to load up on whatever it is that they're missing this year because, you know, Cam might not be there. TJ might not be a defensive player of the year candidate. Minka, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It's fascinating, that approach to a DK, for this reason for me, man. I think in times where they try to keep the band together for a while, I think you end up burning yourself. Somebody asked a question, I think, the other day. It was either about us or somebody else about keeping guys too long. So the idea that you're going to load up, DK, does that mean you're about to go spend money in free agency to help sustain where you are? Because we look at the signings of Mason Cole, and we look at the signings of Pounce calling me right now. We look at the signings of James Daniels. That was to sustain the level of winning, right? this you time can take around, the like,
call.
Are
nobody
you...
will mind if you take the call.
Let me take this with Pounce.
Go ahead.
I'm doing my podcast real quick. What's going on? DK said, go and take this call. Call you back? All right. Yeah. I had to take that call right. That was a good call right there.
What did he get? What did he say? Like, okay, oh no, no, cool. Go to your show.
That's exactly what he said. He said, look at your favorite barber. You should answer. Call me back. He gets what's going on. But DK, what I asked you, what I was getting to is, what has even Rochelle C's show sponsor said? Rochelle. You can answer the phone.
Remote. We take our orders from Rochelle.
No, my bad, Dolly. What happens is this, okay? What have we gotten from James Daniels, Mason Cole? Who else was signed during that era as far as like getting you past number three in the AFC South? When you ask me, is it time to start winning now? Is it time to start going all in? I say no. I say build up your foundation again. I think the foundation is somewhat unstable with the sustainability of winning, with the idea that the offense is just as good as the defense, or the defense is just as good as the offense. Some might even beg or have the conversation, DK, that one of the more consistent guys, well, the three consistent guys on this team, Minka when he's healthy, Cam,
TJ,
okay,
yeah,
and TJ. And I probably almost throw Boz in there too.
We're Boz, not talking in his own way, yeah. Boz is money.
You're not talking about any other offensive lineman. You don't really love the quarterback that you have on contract right now, right? You got your D lineman, you like the young guy in Keanu Benton. But then you got Cam. Nobody's really lent Cam any, let's go hometown help, right? Larry Ogunjobi is a free agent signing that has missed some time and stuff too. I think it's time for them to probably just take a breather, get what actually is going to be sustainable, because those teams that won, DK, were your guys, at least 80% of them. They were dudes that had to go through special teams like a Brett Kiesel and Ike Taylor and Troy Polamalu, right? They understood what your expectations were because they were your guys. So if you're asking me, do I think it's time for them to go all in? No. I would simply build this team up to compete, to play a high level of ball, but I'm not about to go pay for somebody in free agency that may only still finish second or third in the AFC North, or maybe first, depending on what happens. There's too much volatility when it comes down to it to me to go that route. You got to start building from within, the same way I feel like Baltimore did this past year too. Baltimore went and drafted, other than getting Odell and maybe one other guy, but the guys that went off, Zay Flowers was his.
Yeah.
You know, the defense guy, Matabuke, it's theirs, right? Unless you're making an impact play like getting a Roquan Smith, don't go paying for dudes that's just going to be here by the day and gone by night.
Well, here's my thing on 2024. I think it's a little bit different than yours, and that's partially because of what I mentioned earlier about the defense, but also because I think that this offense is prepared to come of age. There's a difference between saying that they're like on the precipice of being done or whatever, or you've got X number of peak years. I see coming of age. I saw coming of age in those final four games of the season. Art Rooney, Omar Khan, and Mike Tomlin saw coming of age. Art Rooney's most powerful comment of his entire session in January, I thought, was we got to see what our team looks like with NFL-level quarterback play. Okay, and it's amazing to me that that comment didn't, more attention. It was wow, right?
It was wow.
And, for him to feel that way, I think that tells me that they believe that the offense is ready to come of age. Certainly, you have Najee Harris, Jaylen Warren at their peaks,
So go ahead. You ahead.
Well, meaning at the peak of their career. Do you follow me?
Yeah, 100%.
That's what I'm talking about. Here, I'm going to read the exact quote here so I don't get accused of.
Please, because showing favoritism to one guy, because that's what I was about to go. Go ahead.
I was just, as even as I was speaking here, I went and found
Yeah, who was this from, and how recent was it?
Art Rooney II on January 29, that afternoon, he said, Mason Rudolph came in and showed, I think, what we're capable of when we do get quality play at the quarterback position. I mean, ouch!
Wow. Wow. What is your favorite quote that you've said? Well, I like
one. Well, hang on. There was more here. I'm skipping ahead here. He said,
okay,
I think we have a core group of players that we can compete with this group. And as I said, I think the biggest thing we need is quality play at the quarterback position. So, I mean, it's not me. You know, I mean, for all I know, Art Rooney is a, you know, a 5 or 6 month member of the Ramon Foster Show with one of those little footballs next to his name in the comments section, right? A-R-I-I.
Maybe him, okay?
A-R-I-I, the boss.
The boss. That would be a heck of a name right there, DK.
But that's how he feels, okay? So if you take those two things together, the defense being where it is in terms of, you know, the stars getting a little bit older, the offense being where it is, and then wanting or needing to do something while you still have Cam, while you still have the DPOY version of TJ, while you still have a peak version of Minka, you know?
Yeah. So
that's where I am.
I see a couple of recent comments, and I respect y'all's stance and opinions of it too, but I got Jake says, not QB talk. He's a little tilted. Oh, then let me finish.
Look at the avatar. Look at the avatar.
Let me go. I know it. I see it. And then he goes, hand over fist, QBs again.
Another
DK,
one.
DK fielded the question. Asked the question. Do you think the Steelers should go all in, you know, to try to go and win? And I think if we look across the league, the teams who win big is the ones that have good quarterbacks. I don't know what Russell Wilson was, but they attempted to go get a big quarterback. Say what you want to about Dak Prescott. He's doing his thing in Dallas as far as they'll take him. Jalen Hurts is doing his thing. Patrick Mahomes. I mean, every good team has that quarterback. And you're asking me, DK, a second ago, should they dive into being good in free agency? And it's fascinating that we had to reference what Art Rooney said, right? Based on the fact that he think this team can compete. I say it's somewhat rocky because of that quarterback position to me. Why would I sell out? Let's say if they go get an inside linebacker, then they go get a corner, and then they go get another safety, and then they go get a, and then you also have Elandon come back, and then you go get a D tackle. That is counteractive, okay? That is the opposite end of what Art said. Art mentioned the offense and seeing what it was capable of. That's
one
why
position on the offense. One, that's, above that's all. His
why
words, not
Hanover.
Ours.
That's why Hanover. That's why Jake. We're talking about
focus.
The quarterback.
Yeah.
This is why, because he told you, and DK, it's crazy that you had that article ready or you were able to find it. We saw what this offense is capable of.
Well, I was there. I was in the room with him when he said it. I'm just, this is, you know, I wanted to make sure that I read it verbatim. That was exactly what the man said. So if they believe that the offense can be what they want and good enough to win with Mason Rudolph at quarterback and with the running game and now with, you know, with Arthur Smith coming in and focusing on pounding the football, on wearing you down, which should make life even easier for the quarterback than it's been in the recent past.
Yeah.
Awesome. You know where you need to shine? And I mean shine.
Tell us, DK.
Other side of the ball. Okay. That needs to be your difference maker. Let your offense go ahead. Go get your 21, 24 points or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But keep your defensive guys as healthy as is humanly possible. Let them go after the football. Do you really think we're going to have two consecutive seasons of Minka Fitzpatrick with no interceptions, three passes defensed, and no other splash plays? Do you really think that's going to happen?
Nah, that ain't going to happen. He's proven to be good, so he's going to be good.
The defense, if they go out and get themselves an inside linebacker or a couple inside linebackers or seven inside linebackers, they're going to be dynamic.
They are going to be.
Okay?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Jake said he's joking, okay? But there is an actual joke that did come in. I think it's pretty – it's elite. He said, guarantee you, if Ken is our quarterback, we'll have a better draft position next
year. Oh, no. Dwight Jefferson says, would be nice to have more trade slash draft capital than just Deontay. Trading him would bring it. Deontay's not getting traded. How many times have we been telling you this? Deontay is not going anywhere. You've heard that on this show now for weeks. Deontay is not going anywhere, nor does he want to go anywhere. People are bored.
It's the
first week of March. We're 2 months away from the draft. We're there's not even like something like owners meetings around to talk about.
No, that's essentially it. I just think it's fascinating, DK, to hear that answer from Art about what the capabilities are. And that's the thing. If he's talking about that publicly, I mean, they've discussed that in the building, right? That means they're in a situation to where you just like, we got to make an improvement where and how. And again, when it comes down to how you feel about it and your feelings towards it, pretty much just chalk that up. You're in the business of winning. People get hired and fired because of winning or losing.
Yeah, and so, what's all in, Moan? You said all in. Are you talking about like, when you say all in, what do you mean? Are you talking about Rams all in, where you give away every draft pick you've got from now till the end of the next century?
As far as like going all in to build a team, what does it look like to me? That's not my stance. My stance isn't that right now.
Okay.
My stance is to stock up as much as you possibly can. Get positions you don't think you're going to need. Get positions that you know that may have to have some trial by fire, but they get better over time. Like Joey Porter Jr. Right, he's a guy that you somewhat needed, and then you waited to throw him into the fire, and you see what he's going to turn into. Mm-hmm. We've been needing a high caliber corner for a very long time,
and a Keanu Benton,
and so now you have him, and then you also you know what you kind of say to yourself, you ended up going to get Nick Herbig, right? Those types of guys. But what about inside linebacker? What about the center? What about potentially? I like Isaac. But how long is Isaac going to be there before you have to go get another guy? I couldn't tell you right now a young guy behind Isaac that I trust going in the game. You see what I'm saying? Like in those championship years, there was depth there. Mm-hmm. You don't win that Super Bowl if Darnell Stapleton isn't on your roster in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or Trey Essex being there also as a backup to Max Starks or Marvell whenever they had to go out. But you had certain dudes emerge like Chris Kimuatu. Right, that became starters as young guys that went through the fires of being on the roster in 05. When he's a two-time Super Bowl champion.
He seized his opportunity. He really did.
Seized his opportunity. But also think about those years to where when I got there in 09, we kept going to get a receiver, and then we get another receiver, and then we get another receiver, and then you find a gem as far as another tight end, right? Those are the things I'm saying this team don't have right now that I feel like Baltimore somewhat has. Cincinnati's somewhat setting themselves up, and Cleveland's just buying whoever they possibly can, too. You got to win your division first. And considering if you want to rank them as far as quarterbacks in the AFC North, yours, the one that you want to have as far as Kenny sometimes, depending on what side of the fence you're on, how does he stack up? That's another real question, too. Other than we don't know anything about Deshaun, right? But, like, where does he stack up? And that's one thing you can always say about Pittsburgh is, hey, we knew we had a quarterback that can hang with the rest. Where is that right now if you don't sign a guy like Mason? I see some people want to bring in other guys. But that's just where I'm at on that one. That play has to get a whole lot more solid.
Guys, when we come back, we're going to do the only actual segment.
Oh, man, would be Mason.
Is that the one? This is the one that matters?
You are silly.
Is that what we're doing?
And that's Hey Mo, man. We'll be right back.
Okay.
At DK Pittsburgh Sports, we take pride in coverage that connects our city's fans to their favorite teams. Now, that connection's stronger than ever. Introducing our all-new state-of-the-art app. Find expert inside reporting and original podcasts. Check live box scores. Track the latest stats. Chat it up with our community of thousands of fans, all in one place. The new app from DK Pittsburgh Sports. Coverage that connects.
I don't know what.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
That person's saying right there, but I love it. At the end of it.
That guy's really got his act together, huh?
Yeah, he does.
I have a couple of things that to take care of here before we really get going here. One is that Chris says rumor has it that Allen Robinson is sticking around. It's not a rumor. We reported it on our website. Chris Halleck, our Steelers writer, has actual information that the Steelers want to keep Allen Robinson. That is a big surprise to me. But then I'm not the capologist. And if you saw Chris's article, they're working on a deal where he would make more than if he was just cut, meaning his cap hit is something like $11 million or $12 million, something insane, right? They're working on a deal where he would get three versus NFL vet minimum if he were to go elsewhere. They like him. Don't think of him in this context as a wide receiver, okay? Watch him block on the running plays.
You know
that
what
is an Arthur Smith wide receiver. Go ahead. Sorry.
That is an Arthur Smith specialty right there. Again, I told you his style is run the ball efficiently. I got to give that to him. You got to think Derrick Henry had a 2,000-yard season under this guy. Okay, so there's proof in the pudding on how he sets up the run. Whether he was running against the AFC South opponents or not, you're in a division that runs the ball and relies heavy on it, especially when it gets cold outside, okay? They also do play action. And that play action wide receivers, some of them may have to block, or you might have to bring a guy in the box to block, or you might have to have run support. Most running backs will get you 5-10 yards. The X plays, explosion plays, is because wide receivers block down the field. That's why Allen Robinson has value.
Oh, remember the block? Was it Deontay threw? I mean, she got a massive play out of it because Deontay went out. There were times Deontay didn't do that, as we know. There were times that George didn't do it. It's just going to have to be something that becomes,
case in point, though, to that method, though, DK, is this. One of the biggest run games this team has had was in Seattle. Who was heralded as a run blocker that week? It was Pat Freiermuth. Remember?
Oh, he put on a clinic.
Remember that? So that's why it's important.
On that note, let's do some real quick back and forth here between us and the viewers. You ready, Moan?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Jax Flex says, is Muth an automatic contract extension in your mind, Moan?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I'm sad to say, unless they're going to franchise tag him. I'm not sure what the tight end tag is. Probably about $11 million or something like that.
It's healthy.
It's healthy. Say what you want to about him, yeah. He's a contract extension guy.
Steel in Utah says, hey, Moan, I watched Jason Kelce's retirement speech. Were you that distraught when you retired mentally and emotionally, whether it was in front of other people or not?
He's a high emotion public person. So I think walking away from the game from some people is probably because he realizes this is just it. Like, I think he knew, but the passion to play is always there. I wasn't that distraught. I truthfully didn't go through all of that because here's the other side of it. I had no time. We went right into COVID. Like, we went into a shutdown.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Like the whole planet changed.
But I'm not emotional like that either. I think I'd be lying to you guys if I said I cried after losses or cried after. I want to say never, but I can't see maybe my eighth grade basketball championship because I really wanted to win that. Like, I'm not a crier like that. Yeah, I'm with James. I think he wears his emotions on his sleeve.
Chris Arkwright says, when will we see Darnell Washington get some real opportunities? And I'm sure that Chris means in the pass catching concept, but here again, we're going to talk about an Arthur Smith offense here, and he's got Mount Washington just sitting there waiting for him.
In his offense, he has a pass catching tight end, and he has a blocking primarily tight end that gets a bone every once in a while. Why would you take Chris? I ain't demeaning your question or minimizing it at all. why would you take Darnell Washington away from what he's good at? And that's blocking, and he takes pride in it. That's a hard thing to do right there. And I'll say this too, Chris. He does have the ability to catch the ball, and he will get a bone every once in a while. But I don't know if you're going to see a Patriots, Gronk, and Hernandez type of situation, though, respectfully.
Yeah, that's I look at him, and I see how much he enjoys it, and I see how unfazed he is by the number of catches that he gets, because we talk about it. And he'll just say, he'll just go, you know, whatever, right?
He can catch, but that's the thing. Can he get open, too? That's what you also have to ask yourself.
And can he do something after the fact with it? Because when he gets that head of steam going, oh, my God, can you imagine trying to bring that guy down?
My thing is, he never really did it in college. Why would you expect him to do it right now? And that's just like nobody batted an eye when Dave would pull more than I did. Dave was good at it. DK, when you asked him about it, Moan, do you want to pull more? What would I say? That's Dave's thing. I'm okay with that.
I think you want to talk to Dave. He's 66 down there. Go get him. Yeah. Chris says, hey, Moan, the Bills have released center Mitch Morse. Is he good at all?
Mitch is good. I like Mitch. Mitch is a serviceable type of guy at this age now.
Been around.
So Mitch is he's a grinder. I'm friends with Mitch. Mitch is a solid dude. But it's a matter of, again, what we're talking about here. Are we trying to just get by, or are we trying to thrive? I'd much rather see more of your guys, especially at a position like center.
Wes Drewery's a member. If you'd like to become one too, all you have to do is type into your URL right at the top of your browser, dkps.net/join. Make sure also that you have accept gifts on, because we have gifts being gifted here a lot.
Shout and out to y'all.
They're to other people. They're for you to come in and try it out. Wes says, thank you for giving us the real DK and Moan question. I'm not sure what that means. It says, do you see the Steelers picking a nose tackle at any point in the draft, Moan?
That's such a niche position. No, you got one already, though. His name is Keanu Benn.
Oh, I'm thinking, yeah.
He can play the three and the nose. If he's in on a base defense, so let's go Cam, let's go Larry O, and let's go Keanu up the middle. Guess what happens in the situation? Cam may come out and Keanu may go to the right side, and you got a 4-3 or 4-2 nickel defense. That's how that would work.
Renee Soto says, hey, Mo, don't forget, by the way, we can never talk about nose tackle. I'm forbidden from doing this now. Remember?
Oh, also, will you get one in the draft? No, that's such a luxury piece. If you do, you might get one fifth round and later in today's game.
I am forbidden forever from addressing the defensive line position by Coach Carl Dunbar without mentioning Montrevious Adams, who is still atop the depth chart. And played, had a really nice season when he was out there. He did.
Availability, though.
Renee Soto says, hey, Moan, what about a possible Dan Moore trade? Could you see something like that happening? In other words, they say, you know, Broderick Jones, like Omar Khan said last week, has to slide to left tackle. So what are we doing here?
I'll tell you again, one of my, we're going to have this phrase that at some point, Dahlia, save it too. Oatmeal is better than no meal.
I'm not sure it is.
Oatmeal is better than going starving to death. Yes. If Dan wants to show his versatility, I mean, move over to the right. If he don't want to, he'll get cut or he'll be a backup.
Well, so he certainly won't last.
Will you trade him? I think it's possible if he just revolts inside that building, but Dan seems to be a great kid. We got confirmation on him, too. He said yes. It's a matter of time. And I'm promising also to Pat Freiermuth and Dan Moore this offseason. Probably Boswell, too. He never does this type of stuff.
Bos would be a coup.
Yeah.
Plus, when you do get him and you start talking to him, he's actually incredibly outspoken. And
really good.
Oh, yeah.
No, outspoken. Don't get me started.
No, but he is... He can redefine outspoken in that room. If he would do more interviews, people would be talking all the time about what Boz says. Chad says, hey, Moan, do you draft Amarius Mims or Jackson Powers Johnson? Oh, Chad, you know this answer.
This is a tough one. Because locking up the right and left tackle with those two young dudes is insane as far as Amarius Mims goes. This dude is 346, played right tackle. And ran a 5.07. A 4.9. But he's got an injury, and he's only played like 8 games.
And this team needs?
They need a center bat. They need a center bad. I'm probably going to go Jackson Powers Johnson because you can get a tackle in the second round. Yeah, I don't know if you can get a Jackson Powers Johnson in the second round. I like Zach Frazier, though.
Willie asks, should we move Dan Moore to guard and James Daniels to his natural center position?
No.
If I had a wooden stake here, I would take this topic, meaning Daniels moving to center, and I would drive a wooden stake through it. It needs to just cease to be a thing. It's a lot like the Kendrick Green at fullback excitement. Okay, it is not real. The Steelers are not moving Daniels back to center. They can't be making that any clearer than they are right now.
Can I say this too about that? If Dan Moore agrees to come on here, can we be civil too? I'm being serious.
And here's what I'll say. These people, our viewers, I think I kind of have a feel for who they appreciate and who they don't, will love Dan Moore, the person.
Because it's more than just that helmet and that number 65 on him.
He's here and he's here. He works his rear end off. Okay. He doesn't always get the results that you want out there, but he's a starting left tackle in the National Football League.
Since a rookie year.
Yeah.
Okay. Like he's still one of 64. That's all I'm at. And I ain't ever did that, but yep. I know how some feel about Dan. Oh, he sucks, cut him and trade like.
Yeah. Rob Thomas says Dan Moore has been nothing but professional in his time here. That is an astute observation, Rob.
Even with Broderick this year.
How about especially?
Especially.
Nobody. Broderick will tell you this. And someday we're going to have Broderick on here. He'll tell you this the same way. He'll say, nobody helped me more than 65. Okay? And in Moore's case, I got something fun to share with you. You know, I'll throw a story at you.
Yeah.
Dan Moore, not that long ago, this was going back to this past summer, and guys were kind of, you remember, there was still not really a leader of the group. They thought maybe Isaac Seumalo was going to become that, but and he did. Yeah. He did by the end of the year. It took a long time. Dan Moore told me about he said, sometimes I'll just see somebody who's on the line, even if they're a veteran, even if they've been around longer than me, and I'll just see something that I don't like, and I'll wait until it's away from practice, outside the locker, maybe when we're out in the parking lot, outside the facility. Yeah. I'll wait out in the parking lot. I might just be against his car with my arms folded, waiting for him to come out, and I'll just ask. You don't accuse. You don't point a finger. You, hey, everything all right? Everything good. You good. I just want to make sure that you're good. I trust you. I love you. Everything else here. I just want to make sure that you're okay. This is a kid.
It is.
Okay. You're going to have to trust me on this, everybody. You want Dan Moore to succeed. Okay.
Because I saw somebody say he's a Ramon Foster type guard. My thing is he's not my body type at all. He's an all his life tackle. And he's athletic enough
to
be a tackle. So he's a tackle. But he's also like me in his attitude, too. He's a grinder. He's a guy that just wants to play ball, earn, and gain some respect is what I've gotten from him. I didn't play with him. But our interactions have been amazing in passing with one another. So that's all I ask with Dan, because I know a lot of people want to have their opinions of it. But if he exposes himself to this, let's play it down the middle.
Yeah, we're getting all kinds of hypotheticals and stuff like that. I'm looking for something actually good here that we can end the show with. How about we run the thing here, our outro, and then I'll see if I can come up with something good here.
Yeah, we got a few.
All right, there's a lot of hypotheticals and false reports and crap like that.
I like the false reports. Season of lies, DK.
That season never ends.
Season of lies.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
No, Pef, Dan will not be better at right tackle. It's going to be a project.
Yeah, well, and I was just commenting back. Pef, I think he can play right tackle. He's just never done it.
It's got to be work. That's what I mean when I say project. Doesn't mean it'll be impossible and everything else here. Oh, I see what you were doing. You were answering Pef right there in the community.
I was.
Look at you, man of the people down there.
This is
do other YouTube shows do this, or is this just us? Do they just ignore everybody who's in comments?
I was sure about to say that we do stuff different over here, man. We do.
We just do it our way. Every once in a while, we have somebody will come on and say, "Well, on YouTube, this is how they."
We not them, and they not us. Okay.
Yeah, Barber wants you in the Hall of Honor. I'm in favor of this. 11 years. 11
let me
years.
See who I got to pass up, man.
Oh, that's how it's running. We're already seeing who we're gonna lap.
Yeah, what is gonna take and how long? I don't know. Well, that's the thing. That's a legendary franchise, DK. Mm-hmm. Would I want to? Absolutely. That would be beautiful. But of course, you got to see what the criteria is and all that type of stuff.
Here, Rico comes up with a good one for us. Can we get CA3 more involved in the offense? Does anybody remember the fly pattern early last year? Yes, everybody remembers the fly pattern. They tried it 4 more times, remember? And it didn't work at those times. It got to the point where it became kind of a running joke between him and Kenny. They were just like, we got to get that one. We got to know we're this close, you know?
So with that right there, though, too, how do you involve Calvin Austin? Is this you? I'm hoping for the sake of his offense, Arthur Smith, that he does what a lot of other teams are doing. Throw to the sideline and put the ball in the fast guy athlete's hand. That's why you also re-sign back Allen Robinson, too. He's a blocker up front. And George, we've seen George do that, too. Put George over there, put Allen over there, and put Calvin Austin over there and run the wide receiver screen to the boundary. Or Deontay.
Give him some grass.
Give him some grass.
Not grass, like
not that 70s stuff that you was doing in the 70s. But yes, give him some grass.
Hey, give him some grass in front of him. See what he does with that grass. He might smoke some people.
He must
just might, you know,
might burn them up.
Oh yeah, he'll own the joint.
He might even get a tweet from Snoop Dogg.
Jeez. We've been ending these shows with a real bang, you know.
Give Dolly had no laugh behind. No,
look, there's it's totally stoic. Look at that. Crazy. This show is not entertaining for her at all.
And it's legal in the city of Pittsburgh medically. That's crazy, man.
See, that at least got a small smile from the producer over there. Look at that. She did it. She's funny. We're not.
She's a funny one.
Oh, no.
Well, as long as he passes tests, we're good. Hey, there we go. As long as he passes street drug test, we're good, which is the easiest thing in America to do. It's crazy.
We have jokes. No, in all seriousness, Calvin Austin can be a part of an Arthur Smith offense. I think of it this way. If we can envision a 12 or 13 personnel offense. We've talked about this. At some point or other, the other side's coach gets sick of seeing his little dudes getting obliterated, and they start putting some bigger bodies on the field, and they put bodies out there who can't keep up with CA3 in their wildest dreams. That's how you do it.
You know also how you get Calvin Austin involved?
Mm.
Let him have explosion plays on special teams.
And he knows.
He knows it too.
He knows he's had some that have been close. He knows he's had some that weren't anything. And there has to be more of a consistency in that regard from him. And really, obviously, that always applies to the entire kick. Oh, no. Jake wins. Wow. All right. Time to close this joint down, everybody.
Did we get it? We got Rico up here, man. Hey, Rico, I have a confession, man. I am Rochelle Barr.
You idiot.
Can I be banned now? No. Oh, you here to stay now, okay? This was good, Jay.
Ridiculous show. All right, guys. Wait, Rochelle's calling him out.
Love y'all. Y'all are too freaking good, man.
All right, guys. We'll see everybody tomorrow.
Peace.
I did it. Did you see that?
Yeah. Smoke clouds.
Right.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.